Senator John Edwards' campaign today in both Tennessee and Virginia. The North Carolina senator's strategy is to come out of the Southern primaries as the strongest challenger to John Kerry. He passed his first test last week by winning in South Carolina. NPR's Adam Hochberg today traveled with Edwards.
In his final campaign swing before tomorrow's primary, Senator Edwards used a carefully chosen backdrop to reinforce his image as a Southern populist. On a cold Tennessee morning, he visited the rural town of Morrison to meet with factory workers who soon will be unemployed.
Y'all come on out. Come on. Make a little room if you don't mind so we can get everybody out.
Edwards appeared outside a restaurant next to a huge Carrier air conditioner factory. The plant is closing next year and laying off 1,300 people, worsening a Tennessee economy that's lost about 60,000 jobs the past 3 years. Edwards blamed Bush administration trade policies for the shutdown and was quick to point out his own working class roots.
As most of you know, I grew up in a family where my father worked in a mill all his life, and I saw firsthand what happened when the mill in my hometown closed. And these are the people that are the reason I'm running for president of the United States, because they deserve somebody who knows what their lives are like and who knows personally what it means when a plant that they've been working in almost their entire lives closes.
Some of the jobs from the Tennessee plant are moving to Mexico, while others are being transferred to domestic Carrier factories, including one in Edwards' home state of North Carolina. During his appearance, the senator proposed a series of trade and tax reforms he said would help rural communities and discourage companies from moving overseas. The visit won him the vote of plant worker Rebecca Wood, a 30-year Carrier employee.
He's the only one to come out here. He had a personal talk with us, and he is from a working family. So it makes me feel like that he will do something for us if he's elected president.
Following the Tennessee factory visit, Edwards traveled to Virginia, the other state holding a primary tomorrow. He appeared at a community college in Norfolk, a downtown campus where almost half the students are minorities, and he used the opportunity to hit on one of his recurrent campaign themes.
What I believe, is that the family you're born into and the color of your skin in our America should never control what you're able to do. We don't believe in tearing people apart. We believe in bringing people together.
Edwards had targeted Tennessee and Virginia as keys to his campaign. He's visited them often and blanketed them with television ads, hoping his Southern heritage would help give him two victories. But today, with polls showing John Kerry ahead in both states, Edwards set a more modest goal.
What I want to do is finish in the top two here in Virginia, top two in Tennessee. Then we go on to Wisconsin. As I said earlier, I think this thing is very quickly narrowing to a two-person race, and I think that'll continue into March, and I intend to be the nominee.
Even before the votes are counted here tomorrow night, Edwards will move on to Wisconsin, which holds its primary next week. That's where he hopes to emerge as Senator Kerry's last remaining challenger for the nomination. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Norfolk.